Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Mem Aleph, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Gimel and a Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's near the end of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah begins with something that we already mentioned previously. Noital Adam Kedei Chalam at Yisa Shaloi Hor Mechalasa Lasoisa B'Tahara Lias Mafer Shalev Hoylech. A person can take the amount of challah from a dough that did not yet have challah separated in order to process it in a state of tahara to be mafresh from it for something else. Basically, he's making a dough, and this is being used as challah for others. So he makes another dough, and then he would say, this dough's challah should be that dough which I set aside. Now the Mishnah emphasizes this being done la soisa bitahara, namely this dough which is just being used for challah remains tahar, and is being used for other doughs that might be tameh. Now the Mishnah continues that this is for the following, challah's demai, it's for a dough which is demai. Over here, demai is not being understood in its classic sense, as in that we're not so sure whether or not maaser was separated. It's referring to something which is suffik, meaning it's suffik tameh, that's what this dough is being used for, and also it's allowed to be used ad shetisrach, until it spoils and gets ruined. Once it's ruined, you can't use it for challah anymore. And the Mishnah clarifies what the chiddush is: shechalas demai nitalas min hatara alatameh. This challah, which is safek, is allowed to be taken from tahar for tameh. As we had said, this dough that's being just used for challah is tahar and is being taken off for a dough that might be tameh. And also shleim min amukif, the dough that's having the challah separated for it doesn't have to be connected to the dough that the challah is being separated from, which is also chiddush because we know that challah usually doesn't need to be separated min amukif. Now the Gemara begins by clarifying what the Mishnah means: mahu acha tisrach. What does it mean that this designated dough is allowed to be used until it spoils? Ma'achal Adam, does that mean it's only allowed to be used until it spoils and it's not able to be eaten by humans? But b'shasad chak, a person could still eat from it. Or is allowed to be used up until it becomes pasul and it's not even able to be eaten by a dog? And the Gemara answers in Shmim Ma'adals from the following. The following is a braisa that's talking about truma. Nisrucha me'achal Adam, let's say regular truma became spoiled and it's not able to be eaten by people. Nonetheless, metame tomas eichlin, it still could become tame tomas eichlin, and also v'sarfana sabatuma, we're going to burn it in its state of tumah, even though it's not really edible, only b'shasad chak, nonetheless, it will become tameh, and we're going to burn it like it's regular tumah tameh. Now, what do we see from here? That metameh tumas eichlin, it becomes tameh with regular tumas eichlin, v'at amrit, and you're suggesting, pay attention to the gears to change, me'eichel adam, that our mission does not allow him to use his designated dough as challah when it already becomes pasul from achilas adam. What do you mean? We just saw that truma that's pasul from achilas adam still has a status of truma, and it could become tameh, and we're going to burn it like regular truma. El rather, says the Gemara, again, here we have a gears to change, me'eichel kelev. It must be that our Mishnah is talking about it becoming pasul me'achilas kelev, and only then it's not allowed to be used as our designated challah dough. But if it was nisrach me'echol adam, he still could use it as a designated challah. Now going on to Mem Aleph Amud Beis on top, we continue Hada Amra. This Mishnah tells us shetarmin min ra al yafet, one's allowed to separate truma from ra al yafet. The dough that we're using as the designated challah dough was made a couple days ago, let's say, and it's not fresh, it's not geschmack, maybe it's already beginning to spoil a little bit, and we still could use it as challah for a dough that was just needed right now, and that's considered yafet. So we see the one could take from Ra for Yafe. And Vasya Kai Demar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Nachman B'Shem Rav Yenison. This is just like what Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Nachman said in Rav Yenison. Shetar Me Ale Istafnini Ale Istafnini B'Makom She'Eichlin I saw. The one could take a truma off from the leaves of the Istafnini plant for the Istafnini itself in a place where they're eaten, and that's considered Ra'al Yafe because the leaves are not as good as the Istafnini themselves, and nonetheless we could take off from one for the other. Now we have a story about this. Kadagam Lal Zuga, it's like this person, Inshi Mitakna Istafninise, forgot to Mitakna, forgot to fix up, meaning take off the truma Meiser for his Istafnine. Also Shaul Rabbi Yechanan, he came to ask Rabbi Yechanan, Amrali told him, Is Taman Kaniva, do you have any of the trimmings? Meaning, do you have any of the leaves or the parts of this vegetable that you cut off? If Rishman Kanuvta, you could take off from these trimmings, and that's not a problem. Now the Gemara continues, Tani, we have a brisa, Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, then in regards to Trumas Meiser of Demai, one's allowed to separate from Tahor for Tameh. However, the Gemara asks, as a Chameh, come and see. We have a Mishnah that tells us, Trumas Meiser Shal Vadai, when dealing with Trumas Meiser being separated from Vadai, which is Tevel, Nitalis Menatara Atameh, that can be separated from Tahor Al Tameh. And since that's so, Trumas Meiser Shal Demai Lekol Shekein, shouldn't we for sure be able to do this with Trumas Meiser of Demai? What's the Chiddush? Why do we need to have this Braisa of Trumas Meiser Shal Demai? It's obvious from his mission that we just quoted. So Rabbi Yossi answers, we're not talking about Demai in the classic sense, but Safek Truma Gedoyla non Kaiman. We're actually talking about Safek Truma Gedoyla, not Trumas Meiser, rather Truma Gedoyla. In other words, Safek Hifrish Truma Safek Loy Hifrich is the Safek whether or not Truma is separated from here. And it's in this case that we're saying that we're allowed to separate from Tahar on Tameh. Now the Gemara goes off on somewhat of a side point. We just quoted this Braisa above, Tani Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, and so now we bring the Mishnah that has to do with that Braisa. As the Gemara asks as follows, Kamata Tamar, just like that Mishnah over there says, Menavadi al Demai Truma, that if Trumas Meiser is separated from Vadai Tevel onto Demai, it's considered valid Truma. However, Loi Toichal, the Kohen's not allowed to eat it, Achiyotzi Alea Trumas Meiseris, until he separates Trumas Meiseris for it from something else. Well, by that same token, Membez Amun Alf on the top, Va'amr Minad Demai al Demai Kain. We should say the same thing for Demai on Demai. In other words, this first thing that we quoted, Menavadi Vaday al Demai is telling us that Trumas Meiser was separated from Vaday for Demai, and even though it's valid, the Kohen is not allowed to eat this Trumas Meiser until Truma and Meiser are separated for it from something else. And why is that? Because the Demai was separated for might have actually been Chulin. That's the whole thing of Demai. We're not so sure if it needs Meiser separated or not. So it could be that it was Chulin, and then that would make this Trumas Meiser actually Tevel, because it wasn't separated for anything. But the question being asked is that the first part of this Mishnah in Demai tells about separating from Demai for Demai. Namely, took off Meiser from one pile of Demai for the other, and the Mishnah says, although it's valid, the second pile, the one that had the Meiser taken for it, must be re-Meisered, because maybe it was Tevel, but the pile the Meiser was removed from was actually Chulin. And the question is, why don't we say the same in the previous case? When Trumas Meiser was separated for Demai, why not require it to be separated again, and have the same suffix in both scenarios? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Shimon bar Karsana, he tells us, Kan Beroitzel Eichla, Kan Beroitzel Sarfa. In the first case that we mentioned, which is really the second case in the Mishnah, when we're talking about Trumas Meiser, that's talking about where the Kohen wants to eat it. So when he wants to actually eat it, we have to be Chayshesh, then maybe the thing was separated for was actually Chulin, and therefore, new Truma and Meiser needs to be separated for this Trumas Meiser before the Kohen eats it. However, over here, meaning in the second case that we brought, Demai on Demai, that's talking about where he just wants to burn it, as he's not going to be bothering eating it. There's no reason for us to say he has to be Chayshesh and separate Truma and Meiser from somewhere else for it, because he's not eating it anyway, he's just burning it. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about this Chashash. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.